with SRN News. I'm Jason Walker. House Republicans have approved their budget framework by a narrow vote of 216 to 214.
Speaker Mike Johnson had to work into the night to satisfy Republican holdouts who had refused to advance trillions of dollars in tax breaks without deeper spending cuts.
We want to find real savings. We have an obligation to do that.
Johnson says essential programs like Medicaid will be protected. Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says Democrats will push back.
Every day, every week.
Central to the budget framework is the Republican effort to preserve the tax breaks approved in 2017 during Donald Trump's first term, while potentially adding the new ones he promised during the 2024 campaign. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, President Trump says he believes they can work things out with a tariff deal with China.
All we're doing is putting it back in shape. We're resetting the table. And I'm sure that we'll be able to get along very well. I have great respect for President Xi. He's been, in a true sense, he's been a friend of mine for a long period of time. And I think that we'll end up working out something that's very good for both countries. I look forward to it.
The Supreme Court says the Trump administration must work to bring back a Maryland man who was mistakenly deported to El Salvador. Now, the court says Kilmar Abrego Garcia is a Salvadoran citizen who had an immigration court order preventing the deportation to back his native country over fears he would face persecution from a number of gangs. Egg prices increasing again last month, reaching a new record high of $6.23 a dozen. And the prices reported Thursday in the Consumer Price Index may not decline until after the Easter holidays. This is SRN News. It's a quiet revival underway in the United Kingdom.
Well, something is going on. According to a new YouGov poll, church attendance in the UK is ticking up. 12% of British adults say they went to worship at least once a month. And while that's not very impressive, it's a sharp increase from 8% back in 2018. The survey also reveals that the revival, such as it is being led by young men. In 2018, just 4% of English males ages 18 to 24 went to church. Now 20% do so. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some Democratic-led states and cities are pushing back on a Trump administration threat to cut education funding over DEI programs. State leaders in Minnesota and New York say they will not comply with that rollback, as have authorities in California and Vermont. Mayor of Chicago has promised to sue over any funding cuts. This is SRN News. John Scott reports on a major butter recall.
A Vermont farm is recalling more than 1,700 pounds of butter because it may be contaminated with coliform. Agrimark Incorporated of Waitsfield, Vermont, recalled 189 cases of Cabot Creamery 8-ounce premium butter made with sea salt and sold in seven states. The recall first announced on March 26th, according to the FDA. It's classified as the lowest level of recall and is not likely to cause health problems in people. Agrimark officials say they recovered nearly all of the product. John Scott reporting.
After huge gains on Wednesday, Wall Street did an about-face. Thursday, the Dow lost 1,014 points. NASDAQ fell more than 700 for the day. S&P 500 off 188. More details at srnnews.com.